Okay.
But what I'm suggesting is have just a pure section that is in between tapes, discussions that follow on between each speaker, because I've noticed that you guys do, in between speakers, have discussions that go on.
Yeah, we're not, we shouldn't do that.
No. I think it's great. I think it's great because to put that in at the end of each speaker would actually be the best way to go.
Well, that might be. Mm-hmm. Of course, that has to be up to Russ. He's the gentleman that handles all that.
I've talked to Madam Ambassador.
I'm the one with the sore fingers.
I'm with the sore fingers.
I will talk to Madam Ambassador.
Okay. She needs a good laugh.
Okay. Hey, I'll be back.
Okay.
I'm the ring mistress.
Yeah.
Not this thinning crap.
Greetings and felicitations.
Greetings and all.
Greetings. Greetings. Evening, greetings.
Mom. How are you this evening, sir?
I am functioning well. Okay.
Nice to see you. Yeah.
Yes. It is nice to be present and having got the formal things out of the way. We seem to be having a throat problem here. Would it be possible to get some kind of beverage?
Yes.
And if you can find some kind of cough suppressant. I think they have strained his voice.
Yeah, that could be. Pushing pretty hard there. That's okay. It's all come out as good information.
I can do chocolate milk or I can do water.
Water would be sufficient. I'm sorry, young man.
Of course, the lesson had a good chocolate milk.
Almost as when was the last time I had some good orange juice?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, where is the cost?
Kiri is suggesting that you look in the drawers. Okay.
Now, what have you brought for us tonight?
There is not much that I can discuss due to the fact of the nature of the discussion that you gentlemen have just been through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are a few observations that I think are interesting that may not have picked up on. Was an example that Monica showed very well that he was probing everybody present.
He didn't let on.
He let on briefly. And I believe Skip actually caught on to what was going on. But it was done in a way that aided in the discussion, pushing it in the correct direction.
Oh, I see what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He was probing and directing.
Correct.
Right. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Done a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm. But it was very informative. We can all relax. The only person of the visiting dignitaries that is still present is Tanaka. And he was sitting talking with his daughters in a more relaxed family moment would be a better way to describe it.
Good.
But concerning what is going on, I must confess that I was pleasantly surprised on how easygoing the whole entire discussion was, and also how informative the answers were. That is a compliment to you guys for giving answers that were to the point and informative.
Anyway, I do have a technical question about this whole entire conference thing. Now that with the extra people working
backups,
now, doesn't that make the problem of arranging this just a little bit longer and a little more complicated? Correct. I'm starting to wonder about the technicalities of it all.
That is something that will be dealt with as we continue. At the moment, the main concern of our visiting dignitaries was to find an individual that would be suitable from Sirius to represent Sirius to the discussions. Mm-hmm. Somebody that would have the best interests with the most fair and even attitude available. Somebody that would be able to work well within the environment. To be able to, what would be a better word, to be the ideal candidate to represent the interests of Sirius, but also be fair to be able to negotiate well by knowing your mentalities.
So we might have him for a channeling speaker quite a few times.
Probably.
Okay.
But there again, I also get the impression that that would not be the case, as that would be influencing the individual.
Yeah, that's what they brought up before. They don't want anybody that's had contact with us to be influenced by our mental capacities and our prejudices and so on and so forth.
That does bring up an interesting dilemma on our part, that we will probably have to create a non-Earth area on the base for this individual. Mm-hmm. So it would be difficult to keep this individual unbiased otherwise.
That's going to be a tough one for you guys.
Oh, it's just something that we have worked with before. Sequesting individuals, this is one that will be definitely for a longer term than just a few days to a few months.
Bringing up the subject that Russ brought up too, is that individual going to have a backup just in case anything ever happens to him or her, per se?
More than likely, yes.
That would be a wise move too.
Ideally, it would be useful to have backups for each individual, but again, I am not involved in that.
I understand that part. But that would be a very, very intelligent move.
I believe it is something that we, or let me rephrase that, the Syrians are already looking at.
Good.
In the upcoming discussions, you must remember that this is the early stages prior to the discussions which will lead up to the conference.
Trying to put everything together to try to satisfy everybody and make sure that nothing happens. I understand where you're coming from.
Correct. The way it works, to elaborate, is that there are three clear stages. There is a stage where we get all the representatives together. There is the stage where they discuss how the conference will go, what the objectives and the goals of the conference are. And then finally, the actual conference itself, with a start, a middle, and hopefully an end.
Then some kind of an agreement.
Correct.
That satisfies everybody in the end.
From the impressions that I get, is that the Syrians wish to be able to make Earth a no abduction zone where all species watch and cooperate, trade information, learn from each other, learn about the species that we're trying to aid in its spiritual growth, interact with that species in a way that will only be an exchange of information or giving of information without any contact which would be detrimental, perceived detrimental reaction from other individuals.
No transfer. Prejudice,
so that is correct.
Is that going to work?
Um, Probably, as that would be something I will have to run through.
I think you're tipping your hand, sort of.
I don't think we are. This is what we wish. And so, therefore, it is something that can be negotiated. It is something I will have to clear with other individuals.
Of course. I understand.
Okay.
That's going to be a tough one.
I am in a very awkward position.
Yes, it is. It's awkward for you, and it's awkward for anybody that's coming in contact with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a very, very, very difficult decision to make. To pick the people and talk to the people and get it set. Wow!
Well, fortunately, we will just be hopefully hosting two individuals from Sirius that will be kept apart from the other non-Hades residents, which is unfortunate.
Your end is, from your point of view, is going to be just, I think, is fine. What I'm looking at is the representatives from Earth.
Oh, I think it will be a difficult challenge, but one that will bear fruition later on as a whole.
It's going to be a real difficult decision to make.
Oh, most certainly. Most certainly. Unfortunately, it's not one that I have to make.
Well, I'm glad I'm not making it.
Well, upon that same note, though, where do we go from this point? We have contact. We have preparations to make. Do we continue on as if, you know, what Skip and Ashtar were talking about, will be in the future, but what we talked about before is now in the go?
As far as I know, that is correct. It is something that I will have to discuss with Ashtar in the releasing of the information. Okay, any more questions?
No, not at this time, Russ.
I'm good.
Shane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Live long, prosper, and I'll be back.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, okay. Let's put on our last speaker who, for some reason, is still awake. What's so funny?
What?
Greetings. Hello, and I see a aura signature I am unfamiliar being with.
Treebeard, this is Shane. Shane, it's Treebeard.
It has been of a pleasure.
How goes it? How are you doing, Treebeard?
I am functioning with ease this evening.
Excellent.
It is something, even though I am crying for body of dormancy, I will answer questions concerning the subject of normal discussions that we are being of having. To explain, your language of English is being not of mine. I speak what you would be calling of Highland Syrian, which is a mountain area from my planet. But to continue after explaining why my skills of being to talk is different, I am thinking in my language and putting off words into yours.
You sound great.
Thank you. Okay, we are continuing where we've been of talking last time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have questions of concerning divas or of trees?
Mm-hmm. The situation on my place of residence is doing quite nicely. The diva, as far as, or divas in this case, I'm working with them as far as sitting in the sacred spot on occasion. And this morning, upon sitting on my back porch, I was just sitting there, kind of feeling the whole backyard, and I have wind chimes, big kind of like metal tubes with wood pieces that when the wind blows, it knocks against them and makes really beautiful noise. And the question that I have is, listening upon those, it really kind of sets a peaceful meditative state when you hear these wind chimes go. And I'm wondering if perhaps that's also how trees, divas, feel when they kind of hear it. Sound is registered to them as being pleasant, unpleasant, so on and so forth.
You are thinking of terms in human. You must be remembering what is perception for trees or of divas.
Completely different, obviously.
Where have we been of talking about in past on perception of, to put it more palatable through your mind, of time?
Right, the perception of and the complete difference of perception between us and trees and divas.
So therefore, only I am speculating, but the sound would be either of long time or of flash of moment.
Well, we've been there 7 years, and those sounds have been there for 7 years. It's still a short time, but it's probably starting to register.
It has been all possible, but I am remembering of trees in your habitation being but young trees of no more than maybe of 60 to 70 odd years. So therefore we are talking of little trees.
Correct. They don't have their consciousness yet. As
generally, according to what he said last
year. That's right. 300 years.
That is being of correct. But looking at such, it is also thinking that divas being there for long haul, as you would be of saying.
Hmm.
Okay, to discuss more on awareness of divas and interaction, do you be of having question, Skip?
No.
That is wise. Okay, being of last, as Amol would say, question. Anyone?
No.
Okay, I am of thanking. See you all later and farewell, all of you.
Thank you.
Kalamazoo, the biddy boo. Come on, everybody. Kalamazoo, the biddy boo. Okay. Nobody's going to play. Okay. We have, as I'm doing the rent mistress, an opportunity. How much time do we have on your... On...
Yeah, it looks like half to.
Okay. We could probably break this. Family moment.
Greetings.
Hi.
Hi. Greetings, everyone. Okay. I have put my formal duties aside. And how is my son-in-law?
I'm doing quite well, actually.
Thank you. I am, for the moment, just plain Tanaka. Okay. Is there any questions you wish to ask? Bearing that I have put my presidential duties aside.
How's Gonzo doing?
Gonzo is doing good. She is spending time with her stepdaughters at the moment.
Okay.
She stayed within the residency whilst we were out here being official.
Of course.
Yes, she unfortunately does not enjoy these official moments.
No doubt. How are you enjoying your rejuvenation?
It is very useful. I believe last time we talked, Skip, I had just come back from rejuvenation.
Mm-hmm. This is first rejuvenation, isn't it?
No, that is correct.
Like, you were 300 years old and took down to a physical age of 18. Right.
I beg your pardon. It is more in my mid-20s. It is useful to have a young body again. I believe we did discuss briefly, Skip. You do not remember.
No, I'm sorry. It slips me.
It has been some time. A couple
of our years ago?
Yeah. I should say more along the lines of 3.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason or other,
kind of fly around this place.
It kind of slips my memory. Okay.
So on Sirius, are you able to access much in the way of Earth communications or web
I cannot
pages?
Discuss that.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
understandable. I am Tanaka. I am not President Tanaka at the moment. But my interest is more in the technological. My private interests.
Oh, then you can tell me how to build a
no, build a what?
Never mind. That's curious.
This is a standing joke, okay?
It has something to do with the propulsion system. I am not that kind of technologically interested. I am more construction materials, composites.
I was just teasing.
Well, actually, we've been talking to Treebeard about a way to stop killing of the trees as much as to create a building material that has the same properties as such without having to use wood as much.
Well, actually, this is starting to grab a hold. They're still using wood. Using it in a more conservative manner. The new coatings that they're starting to use in construction now is called chipboard rather than plywood.
Wouldn't it be easier to use a ceramic fabric material?
We're not there yet.
Our technology isn't advanced that far yet.
It seems to me that it would be something very easy to use a ceramic based material that would certainly give a material that would be light, heat resistant, cold tolerant, and also of flexible, easy
fiberglass. Ceramic fiberglass.
No, I am familiar with the primitive material. This is more of a natural mixture. It is heated and compressed together to form sheets which are easy to, and I have just had my daughter turn around and go, no.
It's technologically gray areas there.
Okay,
I'm not quite sure
what's happening is you're getting a little bit ahead of our technology.
Yes, I'm not quite sure what is going on. She is
She's telling you no.
She does not have that authority.
No, but she's telling you that you're overstepping which information you're giving us.
I do not see how it would be of harm. It would be more useful.
Well, it's been explained before that we might invent something that was given to us, but at that point we would be, it would, because it came from you, interfering with our technological growth.
Yeah, right.
But how do you know that you weren't supposed to be the individual?
There's the question.
Well, that's the challenge. That's
they just
the challenge.
They avoid it by not giving out that information.
I see.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Anyway, how's life been?
I'm getting some strange looks from both my daughters. Looking at the monitor, you gentlemen seem to be enjoying my...
Not really. It's
my confusion.
No, not really. It's just that we do understand that some of the technical things that you have access to, mm-hmm. we do not. We're discussing this between us, and
we realize that the more we discuss it, the more you're going to get in trouble. Well, not trouble, but...
Well, we're kind of poking fun, too, okay?
I am aware of that.
Okay, not maliciously, just poking fun.
Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm having a difficulty that I give you the information that would be useful as a whole for your species.
Maybe too much.
But it would definitely not be harmful.
No, I understand
that information. I am having difficulty understanding why the total restriction on giving the information.
Well, look at it this way. Let's say, for example, we create something like this, and then our military gets a hold of it, restricts its use to the rest of the world, uses it strictly in its creation of weapons of war and destruction, and never gets used in a beneficial term except for killing things, or for keeping things from being killed.
The material, it is purely a construction material, and would serve no purpose whatsoever. As a projectile, it would be useless.
But as a protection against heat, as body armor, it would be invaluable.
That would be the only use that I can perceive, would be as a heat protection. It definitely wouldn't be useful as a protection against a energy weapon of any kind.
We don't have energy weapons. We have projectile weapons.
Even projectile weapons. It would penetrate very easily.
It would.
So,
well, in that case, I don't see the problem either. But
the only thing that I can see is creating something from the information that was given to us through you, and not coming up with it from our own process of advancement and invention.
But would it not be more useful to give you, I have not told you how to create it.
No, I understand that. But it's still, you've set the thought there.
But it would be something that would be useful. I find it difficult that something that has no hostile capacity that would be beneficial once produced, inexpensive in your fiscal capacity.
Well, right now, it wouldn't be inexpensive. In fact, it'd be just exactly the opposite. It'd be more expensive than building material that we have access to at the present time.
Oh.
Okay.
So if you're going into a more construction material like a house,
you're
cheaper is going with trees.
Yeah, we're talking about sheets, big sheets, at least 4x8, 4x10, 5x10, 4x12s. You have to have a way of manufacturing these sheets, and the mills at the present time do not have that capacity. To make plywood, you peel a log, dry the wood, and then you crosshatch it with glue and put in a steam press and trim the edges. So there's no actual form to make a 4x8 sheet of building material at the present time other than styrofoam.
Yes, but once the facilities are being manufactured and they are produced, the price would go from something that would be expensive to something that would be very cheap and inexpensive and very recyclable.
sure, if it was proven to be a far superior material than what we're using now, then the price would drop because other people would do the same thing.
True, true.
I see the problem would be if you were to keep it to yourselves and make a huge, considerable profit,
mm-hmm.
whereas instead of, I believe the term would be franchising,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which means that the price would be reduced even more and it would be a more usable technology.
Right, hold on to the patent, but
yeah, release the franchise
now. Franchise the patent now, yeah. Mm-hmm. Patent being our way of protecting those inventions that are created by people down here.
And ideally, you would be rewarded by a fiscal gain, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I am being signaled to by.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Thank you, Zadaku.
Very
well. Thank you. What was I supposed to do? Something I was supposed to do.
Am I supposed to do the thing with the figuring out the cargo and the shipping and the colony?
Oh, yes.
You don't remember that?
Yes.
I've been working on it.
I'm doing fine. There they go.
Okay, Shane, when we go down the road, throw the trowel in the truck.
What?
A trowel.
Yeah, well,
okay, hi, babe.
Hey, okay, we're almost towards the end of the
day. Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
What am I going to do with my bag?
Hey, he's doing fine. We love him.
Yeah, we really
bring him
do.
Back.
Never mind. Just leave him alone. He's doing just great.
I turn my back to talk to my sister and to my stepmother, and what does he do? He breaks every rule we've taught.
Why should there be a rule about it, though? As he says, it's just helping our planet.
It's not us. We just obey the policies. A late plan for us to work with.
Well, now we have to sit there and we have to figure out how to do this thing.
Just give me time. Just give me
time. Carrie, you want to help?
No.
No. What's the matter, darling?
Yeah, you'd be a great source of information.
You want me to get sent home?
No.
Of course not, dear.
No.
It's all right.
He's going to get sent home.
If he can do it, why can't I?
Because you don't want to be sent home.
That's
he does.
Right.
He's the president of Sirius. They have to send him home.
Honey, have you ever heard the expression "rank has its privileges"?
Yeah, even though Ashtar can't do this.
Has privileges.
Rank has its privileges. In other words, the higher you are in an organization,
know,
the better your privileges are.
I know. I'm teasing about rank.
Okay. All right. Anyhow, leave your pop alone. He's doing just fine.
Making my life difficult as a ring mistress. I've got to answer for
no,
my
No, you do not.
No, just remember that
no,
Star Trek
no,
episode.
No, rank has its privileges, and you're the ring mistress, okay?
Okay. What Star Trek?
The one, Star Trek 4. The one where they go back to Earth in the 1980s.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Scotty goes in to go trade for the walls to make the thing for the whales.
Yeah,
all the
right,
men.
Right, right.
He says, well, how do we know that this guy didn't create it?
That's right.
No, he gives him the...
He gives him the dimensions of what he wants and how thick the glass has got to be.
What was it? It was a plexiglass, but
it was a metal plexiglass.
Right.
Well, that's easy.
Right.
Yes, it is for you, but it isn't for us.
Yeah, we don't have it down here. They say, well, gives him the things and, you know...
Gives him the
formula
for it. You
can't give him that. How do we know he didn't create it?
Yeah, it gives him the formula for the metal plexiglass so he could put the 5-ton whale in there to take to the future.
Ah.
And he says, how do we know he didn't invent it?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. It would, it could be in the records.
Well, it was after Scotty gave him the...
Well, yeah, but it'd be...
They not, would know. No buts.
It doesn't work that way.
No buts.
Because in the 23rd century, they can look back and they know who created the metal plexiglass.
Uh-huh.
So if this guy's given to this guy, he would know if this guy is the guy that invented the metal plexiglass.
No, it'd be in a history book.
Yeah, that's what
right. you're saying. That's what I'm saying. It'd be in the history book in the 23rd century, which Scotty would know.
Well, so, Scotty did know.
Well, no, he didn't. He says, how do we know that this guy didn't create it?
Now, if my memory serves me correct, in that series...
In other words, Sketch 21.
There was a world war after the 20th century.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So it's possible that the records were destroyed.
There you go.
So they wouldn't know. Okay.
See, now she's starting to think.
Good
it's still being a little flustered.
What do you expect me to think? My father tells you how to make a cheap, inexpensive construction material that can be easily mass-produced, used in a way that would be easy to recycle, easy to build with, the perfect material.
He didn't tell us how to make it.
I can't discuss it. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, baby. We'll quit.
Okay. So how goes the project?
Oh, I'm doing quite well on it, actually. I have my place picked out.
To colonate the earth?
Mm-hmm.
I've shined it on for a little bit. No.
Okay.
I got involved with a lady.
You've got 6 weeks left.
I've got involved with a lady and...
I understand. Actually, I'm thinking that it would help somebody tremendously with reason, logic, planning, strategy, somebody to help you skip.
What did you say?
I thought she was talking about me.
Yeah.
She is talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
You can help.
Well, you better explain the whole rules to him then.
Okay, this is the rule. You're going to be Skip's assistant if that's suitable for you.
Like a car.
If that's suitable for you, young man. Okay, this is what's going on. Skip is leading a colonization force that will colonize your planet. There is nobody on your planet, so there is no concern about hostilities with a war. It is a totally empty planet. But it is in its current 20th century condition with the exhausted minerals, with the trees that are gone, with the pollution, with the current Arctic conditions, the unstable weather, the hole in the ozone, all those current problems exist. The objective is to find a location that would be the best location for 10,000 individuals to land and start a colony. Also, what you've got to do is plan the trip, which is a 5-year trip with the manifest of all the supplies that you would have on board your ship to make this colony work. You cannot dismantle the ship because the ship is, as it were, your lifeboat if anything goes wrong. So what you have to do is bring the supplies and materials with you, so that you colonize an area that has to meet the criteria of the ideal place. Now, the ideal place involves ideal agriculture, ideal mineral supplies, ideal weather, ideal temperature, weather-wise, the right amount of rain, the right amount of sun, the right amount of cold, and everything that you can think of relevant to that. Have I covered everything?
The weather, I think you've covered just about everything. Mm-hmm.
The weather all depends on where you live, because if I get
No. You have to choose
a location.
The location of where you're going to set up this 10,000 person colony, whether it be in the jungle, in the mountains, in the south, in the north, in the North Pole, the South Pole, or wherever you're going to do it.
Whether it's in the Americas, whether it's in Australia, Europe, Asia, Antarctica, wherever.
In the current condition of the Earth today. Now, one question. Minus the cities. Okay. Well, I think I asked that before, but I just want to make sure. Minus the cities. In other words, we've got a complete wilderness.
Correct.
On the whole earth.
Mm-hmm. And if it's acceptable with Shane, would you be up to helping your grandfather with this project? It'd be something that'd be good for learning. All sorts of things. Logistics, planning, strategy, all sorts of things. You've got your whole entire planet to choose this one location.
And we've got to feed 10,000 people for 5 years, plus bring enough equipment and supplies to form a 10,000-person colony. You wanna try it? It's a project.
Okay. We got any questions except for the obvious ones about warp cores?
And I gotta tease you about it every once in a while.
I got one.
What's that? Go ahead.
Can these panels be stacked and then cut after they've been put together to make a
Oh, darling, we're just teasing. We're just teasing. You know we are.
I'm glad that you
have. Do you know something? These sessions are getting more and more fun all the time.
And they're supposed to get as the level of conversation and interaction increases with the higher spiritual awareness and the mental projects that we give, mm-hmm. and the projects that Treebeard gives.
Mm-hmm.
They're more interactive. We've gone from the laying out the groundwork of how the thought processes.